Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 19 to 26. The people are writhing in anguish and pain. Their heart is full of agony. Their heart pounds within them, beating so hard and so fast. It won't be silent. The people have heard the sound of the trumpet, the battle cry. They see the disaster, the whole land is in ruins. All the tents are destroyed in a moment. The place where the person, where Jeremiah dwells, is destroyed. How long must I see the battle standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? This is an actual physical event that's being described here, where the enemies come and destroy everything and take away everybody's home, their security, their comfortable life, their peaceability is all gone. In many ways, sometimes individuals feel this when they are in the grip of anguish. The physical symptoms are very similar to this, and everything seems to be destroyed. Their life is over. God says, "My people are fools. They do not know me. They're senseless children. They have no understanding. All they do is evil. That is what they're best at. They don't know how to do good." So God's people are now completely taken away by evil and destruction. So God looks down on the earth, and what does he see? It has almost gone back to what it looked like before the creation. It's formless, it's empty, the light is gone. All that's left is mountains quaking, hills swaying. All the people have gone, there are no birds in the sky. There's no crops growing in the lands, only desert. The towns are in ruins. This is what happens before the Lord's fierce anger. When the world is no more, when life is no more, and all is desolate. It is so important that we stay close to Christ in these days we live in, where there is such anguish. For Christians, there is so much anguish as they look at disaster following disaster. We can see, even without God telling us, the foolishness of the human heart. It is almost unbelievable how foolish we are and how full of evil. And one day God will whisk it all away. The earth will be formless again. It will be over. There will be no people, birds or crops. It will be over. And we must be ready for that day.